Track 18, Understanding Hurry.
Now we move into the heart of our one-time closing system, the core of Sell It Today, Sell It Now. Every step, every phase of mastering one-time closing is important, but of all of them, mastering the element presented in this segment is central to your success. This material is so important, it could have been given first, but then we would have been covering it out of sequence. And I can't stress enough the power of using this system in sequence. This is where we address the element of hurry, the fourth element in the Sell Today system. This is the element that's missing in most of the other sales programs available today. Many trainers talk about the value of facts and benefits, or features and benefits. Facts and benefits sell products. It's a proven fact. However, two other simple yet powerful elements make all the difference and stir up the power of the system. These two elements are urgency and feedback. Urgency and feedback sell your product today. Urgency and feedback need to be implemented during this fourth element, the element of hurry. If you try to introduce them earlier, you're likely to come across as being pushy or aggressive. You risk turning off your client, heating sales resistance to an all-time high, which is the opposite of what our goal is with this system. I'll show you how to create those elements in your presentation in a few moments. Now it's time for an overview of this fourth and final element of hurry. Just like each of the other four elements, hurry is broken down into five segments. Each segment increases sales acceptance by about 10 degrees. By the time you complete the fifth segment, you'll have achieved 100 degrees of sales acceptance and closed the sale. Hurry helps you prevent situations where the potential client remains just that, potential. It keeps you from having what we call B-backs. A B-back is what happens when a prospect hears your presentation and then says something to the effect of, "I'll be back to talk things over tomorrow." Like the old saying goes, far too frequently, tomorrow never comes. Most people would rather procrastinate. They'd prefer to sleep on it, think it over, kick it around for a while instead of making a decision now. This fact remains true even when the customers develop trust in you. Their need is high, and you have politely and thoroughly demonstrated that you can help them. There's just something about making a decision that intimidates most people. As a sales professional, it's your job to help them overcome that hurdle. A little thought on the psychology behind that kind of thinking makes things a bit more clear. People are taught from an early age to save their money, to avoid being spendthrifts, to hold on to their hard-earned cash. We must face the fact that there is usually a certain amount of guilt involved in spending money. Your job is to help the potential client see that there's more value, more benefit to him or her in owning the product or service than in hanging on to their money. The hold on to your money philosophy isn't necessarily a bad one until it gets in the way of obtaining the goods and services people will benefit from. When people absolutely have more need for a product than their money, they'll still be hesitant until they can justify the purchase in their minds, until it's rationalized. They may refer to external forces that are being exerted on them to spend their money. To help you recognize that your potential prospects are of that mindset, here are a few examples of what you might hear. The mechanic told me my car only had 6 months to live, so I traded the old clunker in while I could still drive it into the dealership and get something for it. Did this client go out and buy a car because he wanted to? Yes, but he had to justify spending the money by using the mechanic's prediction as a scapegoat. You might hear a woman client say, "I just had to have a new dress for the board presentation." Do you think the board dictated that she needed a new dress? I doubt it. However, it's how she was rationalizing spending the money. A couple might say, "We had to have a bigger house so we could have some privacy from the kids, especially when all their friends come over." Do you see what's going on here? Those customers are trying to relieve themselves of the responsibility for making a purchase. Some outside factor is forcing the situation. Just like a waiter proud of his craft, You must be in a hurry to wait on the needs of your prospects and customers. You have to develop the mindset and the skills to structure your presentation so your customer is relieved from the guilt of making a decision after the purchase has been made. It's necessary to keep closed sales closed. Relieving your customer of his or her purchasing guilt leads directly to more sales today, and more sales now. The hurry part of the sales presentation is perfectly suited for this task. All you have to do is apply the information gathered during the need process, rely on the universal mindset of your customer, which now is that of wanting you to help them, and turn those be backs into sales. That way, the only time they'll be back is when they'll be back for repeat business. As I stated earlier in this program, you never need to use high pressure in a selling situation. I don't believe in it. I don't condone it. The only thing high pressure will do is cause your customers to blow his or her top. Two critical issues are involved. Number one, timing is essential. You must always know where you are in the presentation and how much time is left for you to complete it. Too often, salespeople continue developing rapport and building trust long after those goals have been achieved. Or they try to give the potential client all the features of the product or service rather than focusing just on those that will satisfy the client's needs. Remember, you're the expert they're coming to for advice. You need only discuss features with them that suit their needs. If they know all the features of your product or service, they may be able to figure out what they need on their own, perhaps eliminating you in the process. Once you've achieved each goal in the sales process, move smoothly on to the next step. If you try to build your customer to 100 degrees of sales acceptance with a rapid boil of high pressure, you'll only succeed in making your presentation uncomfortable or even offensive. Instead of heating things up, you'll just end up cooling them down. The second critical issue is reaching 100 degrees of sales acceptance must be done in small increments, one small step at a time. Steps 10 or 20 degrees at a time are ideal. Let's take a look at how this is done. People give all kinds of reasons for buying a product or service. But when you pin them down to, seriously, now why did you buy it? The answers fall into three categories. Number one, ownership solves a challenge they were having. Number two, ownership satisfies a need. Number three, owning this product or service is a goal they aspired to. Despite how it may be expressed, I wanted to surprise her. We just couldn't pass up a deal like that. He really had his heart set on it. We gave up on the old one before it gave up on us, and so on. Every reason will fit nicely into the three I just listed. Solves a challenge, satisfies a need, or achieves a goal. However, we one-time closers are concerned with something beyond that. We want to make our presentations based on why people get involved today and why they take ownership now, because that's when we want to get them involved. Customers go ahead today and now for another set of three reasons. Number one, they buy for a need. Number two, they buy for desire. Number three, they buy for urgency. Now let's see how to create enough logical urgency to bring out the emotional power of desire. This logical process will also help you combat the inevitable onset of buyer's remorse that most buyers feel. Buyer's remorse sets in the instant the purchase is made, the papers are approved, or the check changes hands. Immediately, the customer is filled with fear that he or she has done the wrong thing. They immediately think, gee, I shouldn't have done that. I should have banked the money. I spent too much. Am I out of my mind? We one-call closers know this effect is coming, and we prepare ourselves to help our customers over this rough spot as we do with all the others along the line. Hurry is the most important of your customer's four defenses. Every previous step in the process has led to this one. It is time to create 100 degrees of sales acceptance without resorting to high-pressure sales tactics. Equally important, I'll show you how to do that without even creating the impression of using high-pressure tactics. This system is based on two sound principles, and they are infallible when it comes to working with sales, prospect, or client. I won't say that you can't possibly go wrong 100% of the time, but to botch the presentation, you'll have to work at it. Principle number one is to use the individual features of the product that the prospect is most interested in to create the sales acceptance. Those are the reasons they will want to make the purchase now. Principle number two, by using these individual features to create the necessary urgency a little at a time, your prospect will quite easily become a satisfied customer. 10 or 20 degrees at a time, you will slowly turn up the heat until your customer reaches 100 degrees of sales acceptance. He or she will accept the process naturally and in a positive way. The five steps to hurry create a natural and positive sense of urgency. Step number one is powerful presentations, in which you showcase the features and benefits of your product as they relate to each customer's need. This is also where you introduce urgency and get their feedback on the features and benefits offered. Step number two is the three-option close for eliminating "I'd like to shop around" objections. Step number three is called Break the Pact, which was mentioned earlier in our Acknowledge the Pact segment of Building Need. Here you break up the agreement made by your customers not to make the purchase today. Step number four is where you use the summary trial close to summarize the key points of your presentation and to test to see if the customer is ready to consummate an agreement. And with step number five, the investment close, the financial aspects are disclosed only after the salesperson is absolutely certain it is the appropriate moment for the close. These five elements are what make the difference between making a sale and making it today. Commit them to memory and never miss a step in this sequence. You'll be pleasantly surprised by the result of having more sales closed each day.